and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This may make the top of the hour news. It might not. So in doing so, there is news on Alec Baldwin, and it's good news if you're Alec Baldwin.
Absolutely. Alec Baldwin may be off the hook here for that fatal shooting, which killed Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust, that movie that was being produced, and Alec Baldwin was also starring in it there in New Mexico. That was October of 2021. It's been a tough, year and a half or so for Mr. Baldwin, who's 64 years old. But it appears, and this is being reported by Fox News right now, breaking news, that the two counts of involuntary manslaughter against Alec Baldwin apparently going to be dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, big news.
Good for him. Good for him. Again, I don't know the facts of the case. And I see this more as just an amazing tragedy. Is it criminal? Don't know.
Still going to be on his conscience, though, for the rest of his
life.
Well,
and there will be, I'm sure there will be civil suits from the family. A wrongful death and things like that. Stick around. Sarah Carter's going to join us from Fox News. We'll talk about the southern border. She'll give me a little preview of what I can expect when I'm down there next week along our southern border. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Republican-led House has passed a bill that would bar federally supported schools and colleges from allowing transgender athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth was male from competing on girls' or women's sports teams. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy blasted Democrats for voting against the legislation.
Unfortunately, today on the floor, not one Democrat could stand up for Title IX or stand up for women in sports. I believe that's wrong.
The House action comes as at least 20 other states have imposed similar limits on trans athletes at the K-12 or collegiate level. The legislation unlikely to advance further because the Democrat-led Senate will likely not support it, and the White House says President Biden would veto it. Also at townhall.com, the spring home buying season gets off to a slow start.
Sales of existing homes in the U.S. fell almost 2.5% last month from February. The National Association of Realtors says sales were down 22% in March from a year earlier. The national median home price fell to $375,000 last month, down nearly 1% from last March, the biggest drop in 11 years. Economists say buyers are contending with high mortgage rates, currently averaging nearly 6.5% for a 30-year loan, and a near-historic low inventory of properties on the market, limiting options for would-be buyers. I'm Mike Hempen.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, but remains low by historic standards. U.S. jobless claims rose by 5,000 to 245,000, according to the Labor Department. Stocks finishing lower, the Dow off 108 points, the NASDAQ was down 97. More at townhall.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Oakland A's have entered into a binding purchase agreement for land just west of the Las Vegas Strip where a Major League Baseball park can be built. The deal involves 49 acres at Dean Martin Drive in Tropicana, which is owned by Red Rock Resorts, the parent company of Station Casinos. Now, with a site chosen, team officials say they will begin work on a public-private partnership with state and local officials to build that $1.5 billion retractable roof stadium, which would seat at least 30,000 people. They hope to have the stadium ready to play ball in 2027. A very wet winter for the western United States means drought conditions have eased up for most of the state of Nevada. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports just 23% of the state is experiencing drought conditions as of April 11th. The latest report says the area around Las Vegas is the only remaining spot of a severe drought. Zappos founder Tony Hsieh's wife is about to hit the silver screen. Reports are a movie deal is in development right now based on a book, which is to be published. So we'll have more on that later.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for an accident. Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Spring Mountain. You're slow back to Hacienda there on 15 north. Congestion 15 south. That's around Sahara all the way up to Tropicana. And watch for crashes. Hualapai at Sahara and an injury incident. Jones at Dewey.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. I've seen her stuff for a long, long time. She is a Fox News investigative reporter. She is Sarah Carter. She was right on Russiagate. She's right about our southern border. I am really honored to have her on because she's got a children's book just out. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Sarah Carter, thanks so much for joining us. I have admired your work for so long. It's good to finally get a chance to meet you in a radio sense.
I absolutely agree, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on. It's my pleasure to meet you, and I love Las Vegas, Nevada. Boy, one lucky guy living there, and I was listening to that weather. It's going to change. You guys have a lot. There's very little drought left. I think you're going to see that happen with Vegas too. It's going to be nice and smooth sailing for the rest of the year with all the rain you've been getting.
Take me back to Russiagate. I mean, you and John Solomon and different people at Fox,
right,
were hanging out on this thing, saying that the Russiagate thing was a hoax. Can you talk about were there ever times when you said, I know we've got the information, I know we got the data here, but I'm just not sure everybody else is saying that Russiagate is real?
Yeah, that was a really tough time. You know, I just talked to John Solomon just a few days ago. John and I have known each other for years. when I first stumbled on to the whole Russia hoax, it was pretty frightening. I thought to myself, this just can't be real. It can't be that our FBI highest level officials have conspired to target a president of the United States. It can't be that, you know, they're trying to push what we eventually ended up finding out, the Christopher Steele dodgy dossier, the dossier that was filled with lies, that they were trying to push this disinformation, these absolute lies by a foreign intelligence officer onto the American public as well as the rest of the world. And I think that was what was so unbelievable to me. And it did take a lot. It took a lot for all of us to be, you know, to stand firm and say, and Sean Hannity had a lot to do with this. I mean, you know, Sean really trusted us. It was a very difficult time. There were people saying, hey, Sarah, you know, if you're wrong on this, it could be the end of your career. And I said, I am absolutely not wrong on this. Sean and I stood by that. We got the facts. We backed up those facts with actual documentation. We were blessed to have, obviously, the House Intelligence Committee, then chaired by Devin Nunes, with Kash Patel working on the backside as, you know, the main attorney for the House Intelligence Committee, to then dig even deeper and expose the corruption on so many different levels. I think the only part, for me was that it was the fact that the Justice Department failed to follow through with its job. And I think at that point is when I realized how vast and how wide this weaponization of our bureaucracies had become. And especially when dealing with the DOJ, I think that was the most disappointing part. I know for a lot of Americans it was like, wait, what's going to happen? Can John Durham hold anybody accountable? Why didn't he go far enough? Why are these people walking? I mean, we saw Clapper and Brennan and, you know, Andy McCabe then getting big paychecks from, you know, MSNBC and as contributors at CNN. And, you know, these were the same people that were spreading these malicious lies. Now we know the Christopher Steele dossier was based on complete fallacies. And I think what we learned, too, and we're seeing it today, is that, you know, Kevin, that even with Miranda Devine's book, you know, Laptop from Hell, and the investigations that are now ongoing into Hunter Biden, into the Biden family, money being loaned from China and, you know, from Ukraine and being put into the coffers of their companies. Now we're seeing how wide this net was cast. But what we're also seeing, however, is a cover up for them to some extent. And I know there were people up on Capitol Hill today, senators that I am very familiar with, people that I've spoken with that have been questioning people at the IRS and the Treasury Department right now. I mean, just as we're speaking right now, and those high-level officials, IRS commissioner right now is refusing to answer those questions behind closed doors. Did they hold off on an investigation into Hunter Biden? Why didn't they investigate Hunter Biden? So there's a lot of questions right now and a lot of ongoing investigations, both on the Senate side as well as the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee.
Again, Sarah Carter joining us. The book is The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But I'm dying to know what you think when you see a guy like Adam Schiff, who just lied, blatantly lied to the American people and to his colleagues, and now he wants a promotion to the United States Senate. What do you think of Adam Schiff?
It's mind-blowing. I've seen him lie blatantly, like you said, before the American people. You know, we have a system whereby we elect officials to represent us. They're supposed to be working for us. We don't work for them. I don't know what's going on in California, that they continue, and that is the constituents continue to vote him into office. And the fact that he believes he can win the Senate is extraordinary to me. I was just in New York City. Alvin, you know, obviously Alvin Bragg is bringing up these crazy, erroneous, and very weak charges against President Trump, former President Trump. And we know that, not just from Republicans. This is, we've seen it even, I don't have any respect for former Governor Cuomo of New York, but he even came forward and said these charges are ridiculous. This is just not going to hold. And we know it's political. It's so blatantly political that, you know, Democrats are seeing that as well. But I was up there. So when House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan this past week held a hearing on victims and crime. And I think we've seen across the country from Chicago to L.A. I've been to Kensington in, you know, Philly, Baltimore, wherever you go, big cities where there's high crime, New York being one of them, where, you know, they're run by Democrats. They're run by very lenient DAs that have no bail, low bail. It's a revolving door for criminals, and victims are instead treated like the criminal. The criminal is treated like the victim. It's so bizarre in and of itself. And so I got to tell you, when I was up there, it ceases to amaze me how far the left has gone to try to push, and I'm talking about a very radical left, to try to push an agenda that is clearly and blatantly anti-American. And you could see Adam Schiff. He was at the hearing. Bring it right back to Adam Schiff. He was there. He was practically booed by people at the hearing in the audience. And by the way, Hank Johnson, the congressman out of Georgia, was too. You have these victims telling these horrific stories. A mother who's, you know, Madeline Blaine, who's telling about the loss of her son, and she'll never see him again, and that these criminals are being set free in New York. And you have others like the bodega owner who fought back and then was put into Rikers. I mean, he fought back after being attacked and threatened and almost killed in New York City. And instead of the criminal that assisted the man that attacked him being put into prison, he was put into prison for over a week in one of the worst prisons in New York City. And now he's suing the city. So you have an upside down world. And just the fact that Adam Schiff thinks that he could be, you know, a United States senator goes to show you how far that's gone. It also is the fault of the media, Kevin. I mean, look, we have, of course, it's become very partisan. We've seen our nation divided. But the media became so politically involved. They vested everything of themselves in it. I saw it even in 2016 when I saw reporters crying when President Trump won, like their lives were over. They couldn't believe the American people actually voted for President Trump. It was insane. I had never thought I would ever see anything like that. And, you know, and when the media does not report to the American people the facts, and we saw those facts being withheld from the American people in this last election. You know, they didn't know about Hunter Biden's extensive, you know, business dealings with overseas adversaries. That was hidden from them. Why? Because the FBI got involved. The DOJ got involved. They were telling Twitter, they were telling Facebook not to allow these stories to run. It was absolutely stunning to me. And then the American people weren't well-informed. So in a lot of ways, we've got the media failing to do its job. We've got universities and school systems with a lot of teachers that are so leftist, Marxist, progressive, they just pale in comparison to anything in the past. And we have a new kind of cultural, bizarre, ideological system of belief happening here that goes contrary to what, you know, I believe are the founding principles of our country. And so we're faced with a problem here as Americans. You know, what's going to happen next? How are we going to face these challenges together? And what do we need to do? Because I'm a positive person. I really am. I'm saying a lot of things that are hard to hear, but I do believe that there's more people in this country that believe in the foundation of this nation than there are those opposed to it. And it's just up to us to speak out and, you know, to tell our stories and to do it the right way and to do it peacefully so that people can say, hey, you know what? I'm not alone in this. Let's get together. Let's join together. Let's put these people on the spot. Let's put them on the line. And then if we don't like them, guess what? Let's vote them out of office.
Again, at the top of the show, I said that I so admire Sarah Carter and her work, her investigative work. She has done some amazing work down along our southern border. It just so happens that next Tuesday, I'm making my first trip to the southern border, flying to McAllen, Texas. Can you give me a preview of what I should expect when I get down there?
Oh, boy, McAllen. I love McAllen. Hi, everybody who's listening to McAllen. You know, I do. I love it. I love Texans, and I love it so much. I moved to Texas a year and a half ago, and I spend a lot of my time and my career on the U.S.-Mexico border. And let me tell you, it's been really tough. It's been tough on the people living in the border communities. It's also been tough on the people and the children that are being trafficked. And I think what you should expect is, I hope, a lot of truth from our law enforcement officials who are down there on the border, telling you exactly what they are up against. Their hands are tied behind their backs. They are lacking the resources necessary on the federal level to do the job that they were required to do and that they have promised to serve and do. I hope you get a chance to talk to Texas Department of Public Safety. I think they are remarkable, and they have done an extraordinary job at assisting our federal agents on the border, our Border Patrol agents. You can see what's happening right now. Texas is preparing, actually, for the removal of Title 42. And as that happens, the governor has mobilized specialized units along the border, along the southern border, to handle what they believe is going to be an overwhelming, if we haven't already seen that, we're expecting over 5 million by the end of Biden's presidency, people that have come into this country, bigger than most states. Right, populations, and we're expecting maybe 400,000 plus starting to pour in a month, Kevin.
That's
what they're expecting once Title 42 ends. And the tragedy here, and this is why I wrote the book, Joining the Amazing Club Awesome Sauce, because I believe America is the awesome sauce, right? We are Club Awesome Sauce. Everybody in the world wants to be a part of this great nation, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm a daughter of an immigrant mother from Cuba. But we got to do it the right way. And this book actually teaches children in a very kind way, without talking about the border and all the horrors that are associated with that, about why rules are important and why rules are there to both protect us and protect those that want to be a part of our club. And that's something that I think you should expect to see, and I hope you do see, is the amount of children that are being trafficked into this country is unheard of. They're being lost in the fabric of our society. Some of these children are being abused beyond our imagination. We should have a bipartisan effort to stop these drug cartels, to stop these human traffickers from harming another hair on another child's head. It should not be allowed. It should absolutely be stopped. And that is up to us as adults and as people with morals and principles and believing in human rights to stop it.
I got to ask you.
Everything at that border is chaos.
I got to ask you, because I'm running a little bit out of time, and that is, how did you decide? I mean, you do so much really serious stuff. The subject matter is really tough, really, really bad. How did you decide to do a children's book?
Because I realize that our children are lacking that in their lives. Our children are being robbed of their childhood. And they're being robbed of the basic principles that make life so special and worth living. And that's a tragedy. And because I spend so much time on the border, and I think the children there affect me, seeing what's happening to them, seeing what's happening to our own children, so many deaths from, I believe, counterfeit pill poisonings that are coming from Mexico, that fentanyl poisoning, as well as opioid addiction. And I thought, you know, the most important part of our nation is our children. They're our future. And we have to be there for them first before ourselves. We should always be thinking about, how do we protect our children? How do we protect future generations so that our nation can prosper and be like, can be awesome, be the awesome sauce, right, of the world. We don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that. And that's what made me go to Brave Books. I saw a lot. I had a lot of their folks on my podcast. I reached out to them. I said, I would love to do a book with you. Could we work on something together? And they said yes. And now, you know, all of that's history, and I hope I continue to work with them in the future. I think they do an amazing job of reaching children in a time where So many children are being robbed of their innocence. Let's bring back some real stories, some children's stories back to our kids, some stories that are centered around morals and virtues, and that's what made me do it. It was just as simple as that.
How do people find the book?
They go to bravebooks.com, go to bravebooks.com or bravebooks.us, and you guys